Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to be exploring three of the gifts that come from the Holy Spirit. This week, we're looking at joy. Next week, we'll be looking at patience. And then we will be looking at peace. So I want to ask the question, what gives us joy is the question. And I want you to be thinking about this. What gives us joy? And I want you to come up with some answers just after we've watched this, if this is going to work. Why is this not working? Here we go. So, what kind of things give us joy?
Children.
Families.
Animals.
Friends.
Food.
Yeah.
Holidays.
Listening to a great orchestra play a great concerto.
A job well done. Sorry? Animals. Yep.
Shows.
Yep. So a whole number of things give us joy in life. I think these can be probably put into these different... This is not... So, first of all, I think we get joy in others. People talked about children, families, friends. We find a lot of joy in others, simply being with others and enjoying what others give to us. I think we have joy in... Oh, this is moving on too quickly now. We have joy in beauty. In, I suppose, food is one of the beautiful things, in a way, that we enjoy. The orchestra is a thing of beauty. Music is a thing of beauty. Looking at a wonderful sunset is a thing of beauty. So we have joy in beauty. And we have joy in being and doing, a job well done. Things that we kind of do and enjoy doing. I love, as you know, I love baking, and I get a great deal of pleasure from it. So things that we do. In our Bible reading, we just heard this. I think you're going to have to move these on for me, Amy. This isn't working. Rejoice in the Lord always. And throughout the Bible, there are encouragements for God's people to rejoice in God and to find joy in God. So, in the same way that we find a great deal of pleasure in others, we find a huge amount of pleasure and delight in God. If I were in an African church now, and I said the words, God is good, everybody in the congregation would respond with, does anybody know? No, not hallelujah. All the time, thank you, yes. If I said God is good, everybody would respond with all the time. And then I would say all the time, and everybody would come back and say, God is good. So let's have a look at that. Go at that. God is good.
All the time.
And that's why we can always find joy in God. Because whatever is going on in our lives, all the time, God is always good. He never stops being good. He never stops loving us. All the time, whatever is happening, he keeps on loving us. And we can... Next one, please, Amy. And we can have joy in God's good gifts. All of those things of beauty in the world come originally from God's hands. They are God's gift to us. And we find pleasure in them because these come from the hand of God. And so we rejoice in the Lord whenever we rejoice in a sunset, whenever we rejoice in a good a piece of music, whenever we rejoice in something that's beautiful. It's come from God's hands and we are rejoicing in God. And then next one, we also rejoice in sharing God's life. God invites us to share in his life and to be co-creators with him in the world. To share in his work of creation, of caring for creation, of caring for one another, of showing love. And there is every reason to find joy and delight in the things that we do in the world, as long as it doesn't become selfish or arrogant. Just a job well done and working well in this world, because God invites us to share in his life. And so we can rejoice in the Lord always, because everything that we do is embraced in God's care. Rejoice in the Lord always. But then there's a problem, isn't there? What do we do about sorrow? There is always sorrow in the world. Can we rejoice in the Lord and be sad as well? Is it okay to be sad? Or do we have to try and just kind of put on a face? Rejoice in the Lord always. We're feeling horrible, but we kind of put on a bit of a smile just to hide things over. That's surely not how it should be. There are times when sorrow will be real. Now, I want to just let us think about this for a moment. Let's think about a football player. Now, that will make some of you immediately very sad and very sorrowful because you hate football. I know that. That's to make you kind of sympathetic with the theme. But I just want to think about somebody who plays football. And they play football for the love of football. They really enjoy the game of football. But whenever you play football, there are going to be things that will always go wrong. What can possibly go wrong for a footballer? Injuries, yeah. Anything else? Being sent off, yeah. The yellow card. You'll lose, yeah. You'll get dropped, yeah. You'll miss games, yeah, yeah. Let's go on to the next slide. These are things that I came up with. You'll get injuries. You have to be really fit, so you push your body to the very limit so that you ache and hurt in being as fit as you can. You'll make mistakes. You'll get sent off. You'll lose games. You'll be dropped. You might be booed, or worse still, by people on the sidelines. Even they might be your own supporters who boo you if you do something wrong. If you play football, all of these things are going to happen. It's part and parcel of playing football. And yet somehow you take all of that because it's embraced, the next slide, with your love of football. You'll take all of that, but somehow it's all embraced. And being a Christian, next slide. Next one. That's the one. Being a Christian. Things will go wrong. We're not immune from living in this world. If we're going to live fully in this world, things will go wrong for us. They're bound to. If we look at the next slide, I've come up with some of these things. So some Christians will face persecution, and our friends from Iran know that all too well. Persecution is very real for some Christians because they have confessed their faith. Anybody who becomes a Christian will know sacrifice in their lives. There will be some things that they have to put to one side in order to follow Jesus that they would otherwise have enjoyed. We will make mistakes in our lives. We are human. That's what happens. And we will hurt ourselves. We will hurt others. Things will go wrong for us. As we live fully in this world, things will go wrong. We will have illness. We will have friends let us down. All sorts of things will happen. Accidents will happen to us. And especially because God has put love in our hearts, we will feel others' pain. So we will feel for everything that goes wrong in our world. As we watch the news, we cannot be immune, we cannot switch off and be totally dispassionate, because we love and we care for the world. And we will be let down by other people. And yet all of this, the pain is real, it's genuine, and sometimes it will feel overwhelming. But within all of this, this is all held with this truth. God is good all the time. We'll make you African yet. Because we are held in God's care, all of these other things that come along that are very real and meaningful to us, we will feel sad, we will feel pain, we will feel hurt. There will be times when we will be depressed. And yet, in all of it, we are held in God's good hands. We know that he cares and that he will hold it. So even amidst the difficult world in which we live, we end up rejoicing in the Lord always, because God will always hold us in his care. And because God is the God of cross and resurrection, who shares our pain and through it brings us the joy of resurrection and new life. So know the gift of joy that Jesus Christ brings in our lives and in our hearts, and share it with the world.